Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:30 British Summer Time. And again, this has been a very interesting day. I'm afraid I was stopped out of my Hang Seng because it fell 300 points, nearly 2%. That went straight through my stop, which is at 15,250. Took a nice little profit out of that, but unfortunately not as much as the book was saying yesterday. But that was quite a strong dynamic, so I'm not weeping really over it, because that's at the very, very least a warning shot across the bow in the short term, and I suspect that we're going to see some further weakening in here. I would say that I would be interested in picking this up again if we get back in towards the base, or not the base, the range that we saw over the last 7 or 8 months, around 14,400, something like that. Otherwise, I'm staying well clear. Over the last week, this has definitely turned into what I would consider a quite a dangerous market, and certainly a difficult market to make money in. These, particularly the equity markets, and if you look at those US stock market indices charts that I put up there today, you'll see that we're starting to get these sort of rounding tops that it's particularly in the Dow Jones and the S&P, where you can see that we're actually starting to get lower highs and lower lows, but still very much within this sort of tight range. So they are starting to get a little bit scary looking, and we have seen these downward dynamics from Asia at the beginning of the week and late last week. Then in Europe, we're also seeing this little bit of weakness. If you look at, say, the Italian MIB chart, that's down 0.78% today, 261 points, and that's put in a lower low there. So this is definitely turning into a bit of a risky pattern here for quite a lot of these stock markets, and I think I'm quite happy to be completely out of stock markets now, barring my small long in the Nikkei. Actually, that's the only position I have now. I'm completely cashed up, and I think I'm going to stay that way for a while. I would be happier to be buying, particularly stock markets, that little bit lower. I think what might tempt me back in would be something like corn, and I've put that chart up there as well today. That's coming. That's got a little bit of support there at 220. And if you're looking at the front month contract, it looks like quite a lot of support. But if you look at the continuation chart, you'll see that 220 isn't really an awful lot of support, and there's much better support around 200. So if I saw it moving back towards there, I would be jumping in with both feet around 200. But at the moment, there's just not enough to tempt me to go in at 220. It's a little bit, I find it really a little bit risky, and there is, as far as I know, a contango there in corn as well. So I'm thinking that the grains are starting to look tempting, but not quite tempting enough to pull me back into them. Then on the metals front, well, the metals had really quite a bad day yesterday, but they've done reasonably well in here today. Nickel came off a bit yesterday, but it is. I'm just going to pull the chart up just to give you a valid price. It steadied up a bit in here today, around, and it's currently sitting at 14,900. So it's not quite over there, and this could be our opportunity. So a little bit of support there creeping in, and that small rounding base that we saw there over the last month. And lead was also weak in here yesterday, but last time I looked, it was up on the day, and it's still up. It's up 16 at 8.56, so that's reasonably good action. Copper is up $1.20 on COMEX and $15 on in the LME, so a little bit of support coming in there. Now, you're also seeing quite a lot of strength in gold. Gold is currently up $1.10. It was as high as about $2, maybe a bit more than that, $2.50 earlier on today. But this is in the face of a lot of dollar strength. And if you look at those two charts I posted, I think I posted, sorry, three charts in the comment of the day today, you'll see the euro, which is really quite weak in here. It's down nearly a cent at the moment, down 0.0091. It's at 121.81. Dollar index has broken straight through 88. It's looking quite perky. There could be a short, sharp run up to 90 before it hits resistance again. So that's an interesting move in the dollar. on against the Canadian dollar, that was a strong dynamic yesterday. It's steadied up in here today, and the Aussie dollar is very weak in here today. It's down 71 points at 0.7535, so that's broken pretty much the uptrend there. The Japanese yen is at 110.49, so that's up 56 points. And sterling is down over a cent. It's at 179.59, so that's broken straight through support there at 180. So definitely a dollar strength story in here today. It's looking like we could see a test of the top of the range. That's really quite bullish action there. So this strength in the gold complex, or the precious metals complex, I was quite surprised to see. So that does show that there is a bit of strength there in the market. Platinum is up $3.50, is at 393. That is potentially a buy, but I think I'd much rather be buying this down a bit further, and I wouldn't be surprised if I get that chance. I don't think I'm going to jump in here again. Now the big story here today is natural gas. Natural gas was off 50 cents just a couple of seconds ago. It's at 8.92 and a half right now. So that's quite a big follow through from that weak close yesterday. When I was recording the audio yesterday, it was down about 25 points. It closed quite a bit lower than that to make a key reversal, and we've got quite a lot of follow through in here today. Of course, we're still a couple of hours away from the close, but that's quite bearish action there. Chances are this is going to come off quite quickly, and it will be a buy when it gets back to that progression of lower lows, but that's really quite a long way away. We're talking below $8. Oil is currently off 50 cents. It's at 62.75. So downward dynamic yesterday, a little bit of follow through in here today, and oil has been a bit overextended. And if you look at gasoline, there was a key reversal there and a bit of follow through. So it does look like we're getting a little bit of weakness creeping into the energy complex. You would assume that that would help the stock markets, but of course, since the energy stocks have been the leaders in holding these stock markets up, when you have oil coming off, these are going to weaken. So it's going to be a bit of a mixed reaction in the stock markets. With currently you have the Dow Jones up a little bit, the S&P is down a bit, and so is the Nasdaq. But I think these stock markets really are looking quite weak. Now, a quick word about bonds. I was talking a couple of days ago about bonds being at the bottom of the range and starting looking like they were, looking to rally a little bit. They've continued to do that in here today. Treasuries are up 18, they're at 116.05. Bunds are up 31 points at 122.99. Gilts, let me just pull that chart up. Gilts are up 30 points, 113.38. So these bonds really looking quite perky in here. And that really does that. I mean, they're halfway up the range at this point, so chances are we could see a test at the top of the range really quite soon. So that's pretty much it from me. If there's any other that we've, I have a list of funds that people have asked me to add, and our IT person's gone home for the day, so I haven't been able to add those on yet. But as he comes in tomorrow, we'll have them added to the database, and I'll stick them up on the chart library. If there's anything else you want, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.